I am Adam Ketley, an autistic gentleman of my own volition. I've been performing for quite a while, and it's something I really enjoy doing. The arts just have a... they just bring me to life, and I believe I can... they can bring society to life. My family are truly some of the most adorable human beings I've ever met. They're so sweet. They're very tender. Like my dad, from my dad, I get my sarcastic wit, basically. From my mother, I get my integrity and my sense of honor as well. Frio, for me, is like... I mean, I still live there to this day. I've lived there my entire life. It's just like the one, the main certainties of existence. There's a sun, there's the ocean, and it's Frio. It's a place where anyone can, where everyone's laid back, yet everything's dynamic and stuff. And there's so many people out following their, it's a place where people follow their dreams. No. It's a place where people realize they can dream. It's a place where people know each other and actually care for each other. There's a real community there. It's like if a village, if a village became a city, yeah, Fremantle, basically. The people there are just gorgeous, and they're very artsy too. One time I was walking down, I saw this guy walking up a street just playing a violin, just because it's just such a beautiful part of the world. And yeah, and the Frio markets, my God, they're good. Like, there's this beautiful burger place there, and there's and there's some wicked cupcakes. Oh my goodness, they're so good. I'm like a perpetual motion device. I have to have some... I always love having something to do, anything to do. I love creating stuff. It's just in my nature. I've always loved making people smile, essentially, because my approach to life is if you can make as many people as you can smile by being your presence, then you've won. Then you're winning in life. A lot of comedians punch down. I'm not one of those. I'm one of those ones who likes laughing at the inherent absurdity of existence, about how the beauty of language and how it can be twisted in many ways and just used in such a way that not to mislead but to just make them laugh at something differently. It's just really cool. I call myself an autistic gentleman largely because I aspire to be gentle and decent and act with integrity with those I deal with and with everyone I encounter, because those are good values to have, I think, and also because it's the right thing to do. And I call myself an autistic gentleman because I am very proud of that. I'm an autistic human being. I mean, frankly, if I wasn't autistic, I'd probably be rather insufferable, I think. Autistic people are incredibly good at memorizing things. We're very good at creating things. We're great at seeing things from different perspectives, and we can do a lot of things that neurotypicals find tricky, or things like we notice things. We notice the small facts of what causes things to happen and stuff, whereas a lot of neurotypicals seem quite oblivious to the small facts of life, and they think that they always chase things like money, and autistic people tend to be like, well, that's all good, but what about making sure the planet's livable and sustainable? That's a pretty important thing to do, and that's why I regard people like Greta Thunberg to be like a hero of mine, because she's just a girl shaming governments everywhere. That's incredible. I love that. The first sparks of my interest in theatre came from starting with improv, making stuff up on the spot and just creating things. In high school, I found the real world rather drab, so I was very adept at creating my own worlds to retreat into. So improv came to me as naturally as breathing. And so, yeah, it was really cool. That's when I realized, I could actually do this. And then after high school, I asked my friends who was into theatre if there was any places I should go to. And they recommended two places, Frog Management and Waco. I didn't go to Frog Management, but I did go to Waco. And I saw one of their shows there, and since then, I was in love with it ever since. The beautiful and glorious process that ended up creating the beautiful baby that is Arco came from essentially this program called the Devisors Club, which is essentially like James Berlin supervised a group of young writers as they sort of like trying to get better writing techniques and skills and stuff, so I'm a bit more confident in script writing and stuff like that. I was part of the first Devisors Club, and for that original group, James wanted us to focus on the ideas of being an outsider and stuff. We gradually ended up creating Arco because he asked me a few questions and I answered what my experience as an autistic gentleman would be like, and we set out what Arco would be and what it wouldn't be. Basically, we wrote a little understanding of sort. I didn't want it to be a pity party. It wasn't about blame, about rejections. It would have been about something which would make people think, but it'd make people laugh as well. Something fun. Something people actually want to see. Something that actually that's actually wholesome. It doesn't shy from hard discussions, but it does, you know, leave a smile on people's face afterwards, and it's an ideal show to me, if that makes sense. Before I did Arco, I hardly ever thought of my younger self sometimes and what journey he was on and stuff. But now looking back, I realise I was much shyer back then than I am now and stuff. But at the same time, I was also very brave, very much unapologetically myself. I did my own thing. Like, I would take things very literally, and it was so pure. It was so beautiful. I loved meeting myself again. It was really cool. It was like welcoming a long forgotten part of my soul, part of my memories back with a whole, bringing this young Adam back out from the cold. I love performing generally, but with Arco, it's like bearing part of your soul and having people applaud it afterwards. It's so nourishing and wholesome. It's such a glorious feeling knowing I can make people happy and understand things. Like, I heard one time when I was doing the Arco Junior version, this one of the audience members, this lady, told me about how she heard this one kid say, like, before the show started, this kid who had autism, who said, "Is this show going to be about autism and how awful it is and how I'll never make friends?" And towards the end of the show, and he said, "Well, I've changed my mind. I love my autism now." And that just melted my heart a bit. That just made my soul sing. That's exactly why I wanted to create the show, to help build understanding, not just with neurotypicals, but how autistic people can help understand themselves and accept the beauties that is themselves. And that's what I believe my sacred purpose is, to do so.